On the corner of Jefferson and 15th Avenue, in between modern-day government buildings, sits Pioneer and Military Memorial Park. Did you know this cemetery is the final resting place of thousands of Arizona pioneers?
These are people that had influence all over the state of Arizona, and their final resting place ended up here in Phoenix.
Frank Barrios is with the Pioneer Cemetery Association, the group that oversees and protects the history and the remains of early Arizona cemeteries.
Unbelievably important historical cemetery that most people don't even realize is here.
The cemetery was originally located around Madison Street and what today is 7th Avenue. Barrio says residents back then didn't want the town's burial ground so close to the outskirts of its growing community. So around 1884, this became the burial area for the town's people.
I'll take you to a couple of the more important sites.
The city purchased one cemetery. Another was privately owned, which included a military section for veterans. Several organizations also acquired land for their members. Ultimately, there were seven cemeteries. It was referred to as Block 32 at the time. By 1914, the cemetery was abandoned and closed. The city of Phoenix took it over in the 1950s, then changed the name. And in the late 1980s, city voters approved a bond to protect and restore the cemetery.
With the bond issue, they came in, fixed the headstones, built the beautiful fence that you see around here.
It also helped begin a restoration and preservation effort. Among those notable Arizona pioneers, John Alsap, the first mayor of Phoenix, Daryl Dupa, who is credited with naming Phoenix and Tempe, and Jacob Waltz, you know, the man who discovered a gold mine in the Superstition Mountains and kept the location a secret. Many others are buried here.
It's around 3,600 burials that we know of, and there's only like 600 and some headstones. Many of the people that are buried, we know they're buried here, but in some cases, we don't even know the exact location of their burial.
In 2012, the remains of 14 people were unearthed during construction near the original cemetery site on 6th Avenue and Madison Street. Those remains were reinterred in Pioneer and Military Memorial Park nearly 100 years after it was closed. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.